だね。一発で高い。
感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们一起来思想神的话语。
Thank the Lord. In the Sunday morning, we'll continue to study the Word of God.
大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读。在我们读圣经经文之前呢，我们请大家起立。
So stand up to read the scripture on the screen.
我们可以一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文。约翰福音七章三十七到四十六节，我们可以一起来读。
Let's read John chapter 7, verse 37 to 46.
三十七节起，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的，就如经上所说。”从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。众人听见这话，有的说这真是那先知，有的说这是基督，但也有的说基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？经上岂不是说，基督是大卫的后裔，从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗？于是众人因着耶稣起了纷争，其中有人要捉拿他，只是无人下手。差役回到祭司长和法利赛人那里，他们对差役说，你们为什么没有带他来呢？差役回答说，从来没有像他这样说话的。感神，我们经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Let's pray.
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语，把你的心意借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for revealing your will through the Bible to us.
让我们借着圣经的话语能够认识道成肉身的上帝主耶稣基督。
So through your words and we can know the Lord Jesus and it is God incarnate.
让我们能够借着认识主耶稣基督，我们就更加的认识神。
And by knowing Jesus Christ and we can know more about God.
主耶稣基督告诉我们，凡认识神并且认识神所差来的就是永生。
And Jesus said that those who know Jesus Christ and the one who God sent is eternal life.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And may your word be a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
不让我们在黑暗当中行。
So that we will not walk in darkness.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus name.Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣大声宣告：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
The Lord Jesus claimed in a loud voice, "Anyone who is thirsty can come to me and drink."
信我的，就如经上所说，从那腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
那么人们听到耶稣讲这样的话呢，人们就起了争论。
And when the people heard Jesus' word, and there was a division among them.
那么有些人认为耶稣就是先知，就是基督。
And some thought that Jesus was the prophet and he was the Christ.
他们得出这样的结论呢，他们是根据耶稣所说的话。
They made such a conclusion by Jesus' word.
那么有些人就说耶稣一定不是基督，因为旧约说基督不会从加利利来。
And some others believe that Jesus must not be the Christ because according to the Old Testament, a prophet cannot come out of Galilee.
那么所以这些人得出这样的结论呢，显然他们根本不在乎耶稣说了什么。
And obviously, these people made such a conclusion, not according to what Jesus said.
他们是看耶稣的出生。
And they made the conclusion according to Jesus' birth.
他们看一些外在的东西。
According to some outside things.
所以显然他们这个结论是错误的。耶稣就是基督。
And obviously, their conclusion was wrong because Jesus was Christ.
而且他们也不知道耶稣是在伯利恒出生的，只不过是在加利利长大。
And they didn't know that Jesus was actually born in Bethlehem and grew up later in Galilee.
所以人们根据自己的传统，根据自己的知识来认识上帝，是一件非常愚昧的事情。
It's a foolish thing for people to know God according to their traditions and their knowledge.
因为我们的头脑有限，我们的知识有限。
Because our brain is limited and our knowledge is limited.
那么有些人说耶稣就是先知，就是基督。
And some people claim that Jesus was a prophet and the Christ.
那他们这个结论是正确的。
Their conclusions were right.
他们不是根据自己的传统经验、自己的知识。
Because they were not they did not make this conclusion according to their own knowledge and experiences.
他们也不是看耶稣的一些出身啊、背景啊、一些外在的东西。
And they did not look at Jesus' birth or his background or his outside things.
他们仅仅根据耶稣说的话。
And they made such a conclusion only according to what Jesus has said.
那么在这群正确认识基督的人当中，就有一群本来是去抓耶稣的人。
Among those people who had made the right conclusions about Jesus, there was among them there were a group of people who want to take Jesus.
那这些人是带着刀剑去，他要抓耶稣的。
They went with their swords. They want to take and capture Jesus.
然后他们是带着命令去，他们是士兵，他们是带着上司给他们的命令去的。
And they went with orders from their leaders.
但是这些人呢，却没有抓耶稣，他们就这样就回去见他们的这个上司下达命令的人，就是祭司长。
But these people, they went back without taking Jesus with them, and they went back to see their commanders, which is the chief priest.
那这个祭司长就很愤怒，就你们怎么敢抗命呢？
And the chief priest was very angry. Said, "How can you disobey my orders?
你怎么不把耶稣带来呢
？Why didn't you bring Jesus here?"
这个军人的天职是什么
？And what's the responsibility of a soldier?
服从命令是不是
？It's to obey orders.
你居然不服从命令
？How can you dare? How dare you not disobey? Not obeying orders?
结果这群差役的回答是什么？
And what's the answers of the officers?
从来没有人像他那样说话。
They said that no man has ever spoke like this man.
他们不管耶稣的出生。
They didn't care about Jesus' birth.
他们也不看耶稣一些外在的东西。
And they didn't care about his outside appearance.
他们没有抓耶稣，不是看到有很多人保护耶稣，他们打不过这些人，不是的。
They didn't take Jesus not because that a lot of people were around Jesus to protect him and they could not fight against them. It's not that reason.
他们带着强权去，带着刀剑去，他们要抓耶稣。
They went with power, with authority, with the swords. They want to take Jesus.
仅仅因为他们听耶稣说的话，他们真的在听耶稣说的话，所以他们就说这是基督，我们不能抓他。
Only because they heard what Jesus said, and they said that he is the Christ, and they could not take him.
然后没有人说话像他。
Because no one has ever spoke like this man.
那么在希伯来书十一章告诉我们，那些真正信靠上帝的人，他们往往不惧怕地上的君王。
And Hebrews chapter 11 told us that those who truly believe God and they are not afraid of the kings on the earth.
所以我们就会看到这些士兵这些差役们他们不惧怕他们的这个上司领导。
So we can see those officers who were sent to take Jesus, they were not afraid of their leaders.
从这里可以看到他们对耶稣的信心。
So we can see their faith toward Jesus.
所以这是一件非常值得我们去思想的问题。
So this is something that worth our thinking.
这就是世界上的强权碰到了神的话语，发生了什么？
So when the authorities of the world meet Jesus, what happened?
本来要抓耶稣的人，结果被耶稣俘获了，或者说心灵被耶稣俘获了。
Those who were sent to take Jesus was captured or taken in their heart by Jesus.
我们也都知道，一个本来是就是专门捉拿基督徒的一个非常著名的人。
And we know a famous person who go to capture the Christians.
我们都知道，就是后来被称为保罗的人，是不是？
It was later called Paul.
结果耶稣抓住了他。
Jesus took him.
我说的这个抓是属灵的抓。
I mean took him spiritually.
所以以前是专门抓基督徒，结果最后被耶稣完全的得着了。
He used to take those Christians in prison, and then later he was taken by what Jesus said.
所以看见这些，差役啊，我就想到我以前所听到的一个年轻姊妹的她的一个发生在她身上的一些事情。
So those officers, what happened to them reminds me of an incident of a Christian sister.
那么就是这个年轻的女基督徒，她当时还是大学生，在大学里面。
This younger sister, she was a college student.
那这时候呢，大学领导就来找她。
And a leader in the university wanted to talk with her.
然后因为这个年轻的女大学生呢，她表现很好的，各方面非常优秀的，所以这一位校领导找她呢，就希望她能够加入一个政党。
Because this student was very excellent in every area, and so the leader of the university want to talk with her, hoping she could join a political party.
那么这一个政党呢，是一个执政党，然后它是一个唯物主义无神论的政党。
And this political party was in power and is a atheist and believes in materialism.
然后就是这个校领导对这个年轻女孩说：“哎，加入这个党，你以后在这个国家那是美好的将来啊！你现在这么优秀。”
And the leader said to the Christian sister that if you join in this political party and you have a bright future in this country.
谈了两个小时。
And after 2 hours of talk,
校领导呢让这个女孩子来入党入党。
And this leader wanted this Christian student to join the party.
然后这个姊妹呢就借着这个机会给这个校领导传福音。
And the sister took that opportunity to share the gospel with the leader.
两个小时过去了。
And after 2 hours.
这个年轻的姊妹没有加入，没有同意加入这个政党。
And this young sister didn't agree to join the political party.
这个校领导呢，信了耶稣。
But the leader of the university believed in Jesus.
然后校领导回去给他一家人传福音，后来一家人都成了基督徒。
When she came back and he shared the gospel with her household and her whole family believed in Jesus.
本来拿着刀剑，带着世上的强权要来抓耶稣的人
，and those who were went with swords to take Jesus，
结果他们的心被耶稣的话语抓住了
，and their heart was taken by what Jesus said。
本来来带着这个世界上的好处，世界上的这种各样的好东西，来诱惑这个年轻的基督徒的人。
And the one who came with the benefits of all the world and came to catch this Christian sister.
结果呢，他自己信了这个年轻基督徒心中的上帝。
And as a result, she believed in the God the Christian sister believed.
她不仅自己信，她最后带领自己一家人都信。
Not only she believed, and she led all her household to believe.
她当然知道在这样的一个现实环境里面，这个执政掌权的是一个无神论的一个政党，他这个决定会给他带来怎么大的困难和损失，他当然非常的清楚。对于这个校领导来说，对于这个年轻姊妹来说
，Although as the leader of the university and a Christian sister, they clearly know that in such a country that is under the power of that political party, then their decision will bring what consequences to them.
就像这个祭司，哦，对不起，就像这个抓耶稣的这些差役，他当然知道违背命令会给他带来怎样的后果。
Just like the officers who were sent to take Jesus, and they clearly know what consequences will bring them by disobeying the orders of the commanders.
不愿意。
But they were willing.
我今天听到了神的话。
Because they heard God's word.
那还有什么比神的话更重要的呢
？And what is more important than the word of God？
地上的君王算什么
？What is the prince and kings of the world？
地上美好的财富，将来的荣耀，地上的荣耀，这算什么呢
？What is all the wealth and benefits of all the world？
我今天听到了神的话。
Because I have heard God's word。
所以我信靠这位神，无论。会给我在地上带来怎样的损失
？So I will believe in God, whatever losses it will bring to me.
这就是被上帝的话语所抓住的人，被基督徒的见证所改变的人。
So these are the group of people who were taken by God's word, and they were taken and touched by Christians' testimony.
但是今天呢，我们更多的看见是被世界俘虏的基督徒。
But today we see more Christians who were taken by this world.
基督徒在外邦人当中，没有让外邦人成为基督徒。
And Christians among the Gentiles, among the non-believers, they didn't lead them to believe in Jesus.
基督徒却越来越像外邦人。
And the Christians are more becoming non-believers.
外邦人爱什么，基督徒也爱什么。
The Christians love what the non-believers love.
外邦人对什么东西没有兴趣，基督徒也开始对什么东西没有兴趣。
And Christians begin to show no interest to those things that the Gentiles show no interest.
很多很多的基督徒被这个世界的潮流，被这个世界的声音所带领、所鼓动。关心这个地上的事，远远超过关心天上的事。
A lot of Christians were led by the trend of the world, and they care about the things on the earth more than heavenly things.
爱世界的心一点不比外邦人少。
The love of the world, the heart of love of the world is no less than the non-believers.
爱自己的心呢，也一点不比那些外邦人少。
The love for themselves is no less than the Gentiles.
花时间来读经祷告，来到教会里跟弟兄姊妹在一起敬拜神，好沉重的重担呐。
And spending time on prayers and reading the Bible or coming to church and fellowship with brothers and sisters, it is a heavy burden for them.
你如果告诉他，哎，拿一只股票赶紧买，翻一百倍。
And if you tell him that you can buy which stock and it will gain 100 times more.
多忙多累，躺在床上也要爬起来赶紧买。
However busy or however tired he is, he will get up and buy that stock.
一个基督徒是基督的战士。
A Christian is a soldier in Christ.
攻破人心中坚固的营垒，把人要带回到耶稣这里来。
To conquering the strongholds in people's heart and lead them to Christ.
不是靠刀剑。
is not by sword.
靠耶稣基督的爱，靠神的爱。
But by the love of Jesus and by the love of God.
靠神的话。
And by God's words.
今天非常遗憾的是，这样的战士越来越少，这样的俘虏越来越多。
But it's a regret that there's less such soldiers and more people being captured by the world.
当这些差役们就是回去啊，告诉祭司长，没有人说话像他，像耶稣。
When these officers went back to the chief priest and saying that no one ever speak like this man.
很显然，这个差役说，世界上没有人说话像耶稣说话。
And obviously that officers mean that no one has ever spoke like this man talk.
尤其是你们这些祭司长和文士、法利赛人，尤其说话不像耶稣说话。
Especially you, chief priests and Pharisees, you talk so differently than Jesus.
为什么这样说呢？
Why did they say so?
因为这些差役，他们就是这个祭司长手下的仆从或者是士兵，他们对谁的话最熟悉啊？
Because these officers were the guards or the servants of under the chief priest, and whose words were they familiar with?
天天听到祭司长，讲话，天天接触那些文士和法利赛人。
And every day they talk, they listen to the chief priest and those Pharisees.
非常清楚。
They clearly
他们讲的是什么？
They clearly know what they were talking about.
然后他们去听到耶稣讲的是什么。
And they want to hear what Jesus said.
非常清楚祭司长和文士、法利赛人是怎么说话的。
And they clearly knew how the chief priests and Pharisees were talking.
然后今天看到一位，哦，这位讲话跟我每天所耳濡目染看见的祭司长、文士讲不一样，完全不一样。
Then they saw this one and who talks so differently from those ones they saw every day.
那么我们来看耶稣讲话为什么和人不一样，尤其是和这些祭司长、文士、法利赛人不一样。
Let's see what's the difference that Jesus talks so differently from the Pharisees and the chief priest.
每一个人讲每一句话，他有他的动机。
Anyone they speak with every word with their motive.
耶稣讲话的动机跟文士、法利赛人跟这世界上所有的人都不一样。
The motive of Jesus talking is different than the motives of the chief priests and the Pharisees and anyone else in the world.
耶稣说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And Jesus said, if anyone thirsts,Let him come to me and drink.
耶稣关心人的饥渴。
Jesus cares about man's thirst.
尤其是关心人灵魂里面的饥渴。
Especially he cares about the thirst in people's spirit.
今天很多人讲话，他关心你的钱包。
A lot of people today, they talk, their interest is in your purse.
很多人讲话关心你的投票。
And a lot of people they talk, they care about their interest is in your votes.
很多人讲话关心你有没有来听我的话，有没有可以被我来操纵。
And someone they talk, their interest is that whether the audience is listening to their speech and is controlled by their speech.
有谁真正关心人家灵魂的需要？他渴不渴？他饿不饿？他的灵魂干不干枯？有谁关心？
Who truly cares about a man's thirst in their spirit, whether he's hungry or he's thirst or he's dry in his spirit?
所以这就是这些差役们，他这个人，哇，关心人的饥渴。
So that's why those officers they could see that this man cares about man's thirst.
耶稣说的一切，耶稣做的一切，不是为他自己，不是为其他任何的目的，耶稣做的一切是为了拯救人的灵魂。
And what Jesus said and what Jesus did is not for himself. Everything he did, everything he spoke is to deliver the souls of men.
然后满足人真正灵魂里面最深最深的饥渴。这个世界上没有人关心别人灵魂里最深的饥渴。
To quench the thirst in the deepest heart of men, and no one else in this world cares about the need.Man's heart.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来必定不饿，信我的必定不渴。
Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. Who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
耶稣给人供应生命的粮食。
And Jesus supplied the bread of life to man.
耶稣接下来说，人要吃他的肉，喝他的血。
And Jesus continued by saying thatMen have to eat his flesh and drink his blood.
耶稣把自己完全牺牲出来，完全赐给人，一点都不保留，肉和血全部牺牲出来。
And Jesus sacrificed him completely, wholly to men, and he didn't leave anything to himself, and he offered his flesh and his blood.
这个世界上有谁讲话是这个样子？
Is there anyone in the world who speaks like this?
爱人爱到这样的一个地步，把我一切都给你。
He loves men to such extent that he gives all to them.
今天很多人我们听到的是，哎呀，来给我捐款吧，来给我捐款吧。
More often we hear people say that donate to me, make donations to me.
我觉得我都很奇怪，你不都已经亿万富翁了吗
？And I'm surprised that because you are already a billionaire.
你要看得上这几个钱呢、
How do you care about this small amount of money?
那我们再看文士和法利赛人他们说话的动机是什么
？And let's see the motives of the Pharisees and the chief priests. What's their motive of talking?
根本不关心人灵魂的饥渴和需要。
They didn't care about the thirst of the spirit of people.
关心的是自己的利益。
They care about their interest.
那么有一次耶稣就问这些律法师法利赛人安息日治病可不可以啊
Once Jesus asked the lawyers and the Pharisees, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?
我们知道这个法利赛人一直祭司长反正一直强调这个安息日绝对就是要守安息连治病都不可以的。
And we know those chief priests and the Pharisees have been emphasizing that on Sabbath they could not do anything, including healing people.
结果耶稣问他，那你们中间的驴牛掉到井里了，你们有没有把它拉上来啊？
Jesus asked them, if any of you have a donkey or an ox that have fallen into a pit, will you not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?
这些人不说话。
And they could not answer.
那很显然，他们一定会拉，是不是？这是我的牛，我的财产呐、啊。
And obviously, they will pull them out because it's their possessions.
但是那个病倒的人，他死就死吧，他病就病吧，跟我什么关系
？But for the sick people, whenever he is sick or he will die, it's none of my business.
所以他们心里装的是这些东西，你说他们能说出来的话，人家可以听得到的。你到底是关心你的牛羊多，还是关心我多
？So when their heart is filled with thoughts like this, and people can see and can tell that whether their interest is me or your livestock.
那么当这些文士、法利赛人看到有很多人，慢慢的越来越多的人去信耶稣了。
And when those chief priests and Pharisees saw that more and more peoplewant to believe in Jesus.
然后他们就忧虑，他说我们怎么办呢
？And they were worried and said, "What shall we do?"
他说如果这样的话，由着主耶稣，那人们都要去信他了。
And if we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him.
罗马人要来夺我们的地土和我们的百姓呢
？And the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation.
所以他们根本不在乎那些信耶稣的人是为什么信耶稣，不在乎的。
And so they didn't care about why those people believed in Jesus.
那么多人在耶稣那里得到生命的拯救，得到生命的改变，那么多人在耶稣那里饥渴得饱足，他们不在乎。
So many people have received the deliverance and have received the transformation of their lives from Jesus, and the thirst was quenched from Jesus. And these people, the Pharisees and the chief priests, they didn't care about those things.
他们也根本就不在乎耶稣到底是不是从神来的，耶稣到底是不是基督，这个问题甚至对他们来说都不重要。
Didn't even care about whether Jesus is from God or Jesus is God, and they show no interest in this question.
所以他们从他们的话，他们最在乎是什么？
So we can see what they care most from their words.
我的徒弟，是不是？这些跟从我的人，属我的人，这才最在乎。
It's my land and my people, those people who follow me.
所以很奇怪的事情就是，这个怎么会认为这个土地是属于他的呢？属于祭司长的呢？这块土地是上帝的。
So it's a strange thing. How could he think that this land belongs to the chief priest? This land belongs to God.
这块应许之地，上帝给他的百姓以色列人，但是当以色列人背逆神的时候，上帝让外邦人把他们都掳走。
And this promised land was given to the Israelites by God, but when the Israelites disobeyed God, and God allows the other nations to capture the Israelites.
不是一次，很多次。
Not once, many times.
今天我们大家一定要清楚一件事情，这个地球上每一寸土地不是属于地上的哪个国家、地上的哪个总统、地上的哪个主席，都是属于上帝。
So today we should be clear about one thing, that every land, every piece of land on the earth does not belong to any nation or any president or any chairman, or it belongs to God.
上帝可以把他的选民以色列人从应许之地一次一次的赶出去，被万民当中抛来抛去，上帝可以做同样的事情，在这个地球上任何人身上，任何国家，任何民族。
And God has driven his chosen people, the Israelites, out of the promised land that God has promised to give them. And God could do the same thing to any nation in the world.
上帝不是地上的政治家呀。
God is not a politics in the world.
地上的政治家，我要保护我的人民，我要保护我的国土，啊，我要保护我们的生活方式。
Any political leader in this world, they want to protect their land, protect their lifestyle.
上帝不 care 这个土地是你的土地或者是另外一个国家的土地，他不 care 这些。上帝说全地都是神的。
God didn't care about whether this land belongs to this nation or this other nation. And God said, all the earth belongs to me.
所以祭司长非常自私的认为土地是属他的，不是土地属神的。他不顺服神，他背逆神，他被神挪去。
So the chief priest selfishly thought that this land belongs to him and not belong to God. And his disobedience, and he's disobedient and he's against God.
耶路撒冷全城的人喊钉死耶稣，钉死他，钉死他。七十年之后，耶路撒冷全城被攻破，所有耶路撒城里面的人绝大多数围困的时候饿死，非常悲惨的饿死，然后被刀剑所杀，极少数逃出来。
And when all the people cried out, said, crucify him, crucify him, and 70 years later, and when the whole city of Jerusalem was besieged, and a lot of people were hungered to death, and a lot of people were slain with swords.
接下来四百年，所有的犹太人、以色列人不能回到耶路撒冷，万国当中跑来跑去。
And 400 years following that, all the Jews, all the Israelites, and they could not go back to their country, and they were thrown from here to there.
所以祭司长说啊，罗马人要抢我的土地，我的百姓，百姓也不属于他，百姓属于神。
So when the chief priest said that Romans want to take away our place and our nation, actually the place and all the nation, all those people, did not belong to him.
所以今天我们也非常要清楚知道教会属于谁。
So today we should clearly know that who does the church belong to?
教会属于神。
The church belongs to God.
今天我们常常有一个很不好的习惯。
Today we have a bad habit.
某某名目牧养的教会。
We said that some churches under the care of a famous pastor.
某某人的教会。
And some people's church.
哦，那是他们的教会，那一定没问题的。
Oh, it's their church, and there it should be no problem.
哎，我们一看那个教会的那个人，哦，那个教会肯定不行。
And we saw someone in that church, and we see that they could not do it.
教会属神的。
The church belongs to God.
我们的教会再小再怎么样，我们有两三个人奉耶稣的名在这里聚集，奉神的名在这里聚集，圣灵就在我们当中，他就在这里掌权。
And no matter how small our church is, if two or three people gather together, and the Holy Spirit is among us, and His authority is among us.
我们再来看耶稣讲话跟世人有什么不同，尤其是跟文士、法利赛人、祭司长有什么不同。
And let's see how Jesus speaks differently from any other people, especially different from the chief priests and the Pharisees.
动机不一样。
And their motives were different.
耶稣是真的要爱人的灵魂，要救人的灵魂。
Jesus truly wants to save people's souls and to deliver their lives, to deliver their spirits.
祭司长、文士关心自己的利益。
But the chief priests and Pharisees, they care about their own interest.
他们把神托付在他们手中的，一些产业，包括人民，他们当作自己。
And they took those positions and the people that God entrusted to them as their own people and their own possessions.
然后当他们看见哦，耶稣会威胁到他们的利益的时候，他们就要杀死耶稣。
And when they saw that Jesus threatens their own interests, they want to kill Jesus.
然后我们会看见耶稣他讲任何的话，他做任何的事情，他是为了归荣耀给天父上帝的。
And so,Jesus spoke and did everything is to bring glory to God.
耶稣说，啊，我对你们所说的话不是凭自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
And Jesus said, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works.
人们听见耶稣的话，人们说，哇，这样的话太有智慧了。
And when people heard Jesus' word, and they thought, these words are of wisdom, full of wisdom.
啊，这些话让我的心里得滋润，得饱足。
And these words satisfy me in my heart.
啊，能够讲出这样话的人太了不起了。
And it's a great person who can speak such word.
结果耶稣说什么？
But what did Jesus say?
不是凭我自己说。
I do not speak on my own authority.
天父上帝借着我说。
The Heavenly Father does the work through me.
耶稣说，我做一切事情是靠着父做的。
Jesus said, I do everything according to the Father.
凭自己我什么都不能做什么。
By myself, I can do nothing.
耶稣说，我不求自己的意思。
Jesus said, I will not seek my own interest.
耶稣说，我不受从人来的荣耀。
And Jesus said, I do not receive.
耶稣说，我不求自己的荣耀。
And Jesus also said, I do not seek my own glory.
耶稣说，我若荣耀自己，我的荣耀就算了。
And Jesus said, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing.
耶稣做任何的事情，说任何的话，为了荣耀天父上帝，归荣耀给天父上帝。
Whatever Jesus spoke, whatever Jesus did, he was to bring glory to the Heavenly Father, God.
那文士、法利赛人他们是为什么呢？
And what did the Pharisees and the scribes speak or do?
所以耶稣告诉我们，这些文士、法利赛人，他们施舍，他们祷告，他们是故意要得人的荣耀。
And the Bible tells us when the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, when they pray and when they give, and they in order to have glory from man.
所以这就是这些文士、法利赛人跟耶稣。
That's the difference between the Pharisees and the teachers of the law and the Jesus.
耶稣做的一切事情不是为了荣耀他自己，而为了荣耀天父上帝。
What Jesus did is to glorify Heavenly Father, not himself.
文士、法利赛人做的任何事情，就是希望从人得称赞。
But what the scribes and the Pharisees did is to gain glory from and gain praise from men.
就是好多年以前，就是有一个教会的一个带领者找到我。
And many years ago, the church leader found me.
然后呢，他说，希望我跟他一起同工。
He hoped to work together with me.
他当时说一句话。
And he spoke to me.
他说，我们在一起啊，一定大有可为。
And let's work together. We have a bright future.
因为我对这个教会的这个带领者，我非常了解的。
Because I was familiar with this church leader.
我知道他说这个大有可为到底是什么意思。
I know what he means by a bright future, by a promising thing.
因为他在心里给自己是有一个目标的。
Because he has objective in his mind.
这个目标是一个事业目标。
This is a objective to achieve a good success.
这是他是把这个当作一个事业，他说我要做一番事业。
He was taking that as a business or as a career. He wanted to do something.
我要成为世界著名的牧者。
He wanted to be a world famous pastor.
我要成为一个巨型教会的一个带领者。
He wanted to be a leader of a gigantic church.
最差也是一个环球布道家吧。
At least a worldwide preacher.
就是大有可为，我完全看得到这一天。
He said it was a bright future and it was very promising and he could see that day coming.
我们一起干。
And he said to me that let's work together.
大有可为的事业。
It's promising.
后来我对他所说的这种所谓的大有可为的事业没有兴趣。
But I showed no interest in his promising work.
他就拒绝了。
So I rejected him.
后来这个牧者他确实现在世界上很多地方去请他啊。
And it's true that many churches in the world invited him to talk.
服侍神，传福音，不是什么要建立自己的事业。
Serving God and preaching the gospel is not to establish your own business.
不是要扬自己的。
It's not to have your name be glorified.
扬耶稣的名。
It's to preach the name of Jesus.
使徒约翰说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And John the Baptist said, He will increase, I must decrease.
必须的。
He must increase, but I must decrease.
我兴旺了，谁看得见耶稣呢？
If I increase, then who can see Jesus?
我又想到我以前的牧者哈，叫 Steve 弟兄。
And it reminds me of my old pastor, brother Steve.
Steve 和他的妻子呢，是在1949年。就是这个中国大陆成立的那一年之后。
And the Steve and the couple was after the People's Republic of China was founded in 1949.
是第一对宣教士夫妻被他们的这个宗派拆到中国大陆宣教。
And they were the first missionary couple who was sent by their denomination to China to be the missionaries.
1949年之前，很多教会都把宣教士就接回去了嘛，因为很危险嘛。
and because before 1949, and many churches received back their missionaries from China.
然后四九年之后呢，很多很多的教会很多年就没有派宣教士到中国大陆来，因为那是一个一个他们不了解的一个政权和政府。
And after 1949, many church overseas they did not send missionaries to China because they were not familiar with the political party which is in power.
结果史蒂夫和他的妻子是第一对夫妇被裁判到，是他们那个宗派啊，被裁判到中国大陆来，就是1949年之后。
So Steve and his wife were the first missionary couple sent by their denomination to China after 1949.
结果他的中国大陆那么多年了，他结果带了几个人信主呢
？And after their serving in mainland China for so many years, and do you know how many did they lead to Christ?
好像也就十几个人吧。
Maybe just more than ten people.
啊，就是我和我的妻子哈，然后也在这些人当中哈。
And including my wife and I.
然后 Steve 他的大学同学，他的神学院的同学去到南美，同时间去到南美一个国家。
And Steve's college students in the seminary, and he was sent to South America.
结果他们在南美那个国家建立一个巨型的教会，啊，多少万人参加，非常这个著名的一个巨型教会。
But he was in South America, in the country in the South America, he established a very gigantic.Church and it's a famous church in South America, and thousands of people attended that church.
所以在人看来，这 Steve 简直是浪费光阴呐。
So in man's eyes, Steve it seems that Steve was wasting the time.
没有干一番事业。
He didn't make a lot of achievements.
他的同学哇，那真的是成效巨大，干了一番事业。
While his classmates really achieved a lot and he had a great business.
但是在上帝的眼中，
But in God's eyes,
只要这两个人在地上一生之久，他们所建立的一切事情，所做的一切事情，不是为什么自己的事业。
And in God's eyes, as long as they're, what they have dedicated in their whole life is not for their own interest.
他们真的是要带人能够信主。
They truly wanted to lead people to Christ.
他们是能够把耶稣的名带给人。
They could bring the name of Jesus to men.
他们都是在上帝眼中忠心良善的好仆人。
And they are all both good and faithful servants in God's eyes.
耶稣来到这个世界上，如果用人的眼光来看，他的福音工作也没有什么果效。
And in man's eyes, when Jesus came to the world, his work of gospel did not achieve a lot.
耶稣被钉在十字架上，他门徒都跑掉。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, all his disciples fled away.
但是跟过耶稣的人，他们当中有真正重生得救的人。
But those who followed Jesus, they truly was reborn and was saved.
因为我们今天我们在这个地上，我们遵行大使命，我们传福音，我们是为什么
？So today we are on this earth when we obey the Great Commission and we preach the gospel. What do we did that for?
我们真的是要让人灵魂得救。
We want to save the souls of people.
我们知道呢，通向灭亡的路是大的，通向永生的路是小的，门是窄的。
And we know it's the road is wide for.To the destruction and the path is narrow to eternity.
巴不得巴不得，更多的人能够进窄门，能够走那个小路。
And we really hope that more and more people will enter the narrow gate and will walk on the narrow path.
真正让人能够得救，真正离开这个世界之后，面对上帝的时候，是进入到天堂，就这么简单。这就是我们在地上服事的目的。
So that is the purpose why we serve on the earth. We hope that people can be saved and can enter heaven after they die.
哪怕这一生在这地上，哪怕只救了一个人，都是有价值。
Even you are on the earth and you saved only one people, it still have value.
挪亚在这个地上120年之久，就拯救他一家八口。
Noah, when he was on the earth and for 120 years, he only saved his household of 8 people.
啊，不是建立草木和秸的工程。
Not just build the works of the straws.
真的要让人灵魂得救。
But to deliver the people to save their souls.
啊，我们刚才看到啊，主耶稣基督讲话跟文士法利赛人不一样。
And so just.Now we saw that how differently Jesus spoke with, from those Pharisees and the chief priest.
动机不一样。
The motives were different.
一个是真正爱人的灵魂，真正要救人的灵魂。
One truly loves the soul of man and want to save this man's soul.
一个是关心自己的利益。
And the other, they only care about their own interest.
一个是把荣耀归给天父上帝。
One is to bring glory to the Heavenly Father.
一个是要把荣耀，人从人来的荣耀给自己。
One another is to gain the applause and the reward from men.
那么主耶稣教导的内容，当然跟文士法利赛人的更大的不同了。
And on the other hand, the content that Jesus preached and taught is different from those Pharisees and the chief priest.
耶稣责备那些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人。
And Jesus rebuked those.Hypocritic Pharisees and scribes.
啊，所以他们说他们勾引人入教，结果让人成了地狱之子。
And they said they want those people to believe and but make them as much as a son of hell.
然后耶稣接下来说哈，你们。说凡指着殿起誓的就算不得什么，只有指着殿中金子起誓的他就该谨守。
And he said that whoever swears by the temple is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple is obliged to perform it.
就耶稣说你们教导人的是一种什么样的价值观。
So Jesus pointed out that what kind of system of value they have, they teach people.
你们让人看金子比神的殿更加重要。
They taught people to value gold more important than the temple of God.
你们让人心里越来越爱钱，越来越看重钱，但是越来越不看重神。
They taught people to love money more than their love for God.
所以当你们越是这样做的时候，越是这样教导人的时候。
And the more they taught like this way.
你让人做地狱之子。
And they make them become the son of hell.
你可能会得到很多很多的人，你让人一个一个的都入教了。
They may want a lot of people and a lot of people join them.
但是你却让人看金子比看神的殿更重要。
But you taught those people to love gold more than the love the temple of God.
那么主耶稣教导什么呢？
And what's Jesus teaching?
主耶稣说人不能侍奉两个神，不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Jesus said no servant can serve two masters and you cannot serve God and mammon at the same time.
啊，这个马门就是指财力的意思，就是金钱，地上的金钱。
Mammon refers to money.
法利赛人因为贪爱钱财，他们听见这一句话，他们就嘲笑耶稣。
Because the Pharisees were lovers of money, and when they heard these things, they mocked at Jesus.
所以耶稣说一句话，人心里充满了，口里就说出来。
And Jesus said, "You speak what is full in your heart."
所以法利赛人贪爱钱财，所以法利赛人就教导人，这个金子最重要，金子最重要。
Because the Pharisees they love money, so they teach people that the gold is the most important.
然后耶稣让我们不要鸡蛋残在地上，鸡蛋残放要在天上。
Jesus is not to lay up treasures for ourselves on earth, but to gain up treasure, lay up treasures for ourselves in heaven.
然后耶稣说不要为地上的食物劳力。
And Jesus said, do not for the labor for the food on earth.
但是诚实的讲，我们今天为地上的食物很辛苦的劳力。
honestly speaking, that today we really work very hard and labor very hard for the food on earth.
啊，我们觉得每一个礼拜有一次来到教会里组织崇拜，我们觉得好重的重担呢。
And we feel it is a heavy burden to come to the church every Sunday.
耶稣说，让人活着的乃是灵，肉体无益。
Jesus said, "It's the spirit who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing."
我们今天花多少时间在我们的灵魂上面，还是花多少时间在我们的肉体的需要上？
Today, how many times have we spent on our spirit, or how many times have we spent on our flesh?
耶稣讲话跟世人不同。
Jesus speaks differently from the world.
尤其是跟那些文士、法利赛人不同。
Especially different from those.Teachers of the law and Pharisees.
动机不一样。
And their motives were different.
内容不一样。
And the contents were different.
内容一个是让人越来越想天上的事，越来越渴慕天上的事，越来越渴慕永恒的事。
One is to bring people more love and more eagerness for the heavenly things.
一个是越来越爱这个地上的事。
One is to lead people into more love for the earthly things.
那么当主耶稣刚刚开始传道的时候，他第一次长篇的讲道就是登山宝训。
And when Jesus began to preach, and the first long sermon he made was the Sermon on the Mount.
那么人们听了耶稣讲这些话呢，众人都吸取他的教训，就这个教训没听过不一样。
And when people heard his sayings, and they were astonished at his teaching, because his teaching was different from anyone in the world.
因为他教训他们像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
Because he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes.
所以这个很奇怪的事情。
It's a strange thing.
祭司长、文士、法利赛人有没有地上的权柄？
The Pharisees and the scribes and the chief priests have authority on the earth.
有的。
Yes, they had authority.
他们可以派士兵出去抓人的。
They can send guards to take people.
他们可以定人的罪。
They can condemn people.
他们可以把耶稣抓来送到比拉多那里，要把耶稣钉十字架。他们有这样的权利。
They can take Jesus and send to Pilate and condemn Jesus and crucify him.
但是在这些人眼里，觉得这些人没有权利，
but,
是不是？
But among the people who heard Jesus saying, and those people, these people did not have authority.
他们认为耶稣有权利。
They thought that Jesus, have authority.
他说，耶稣是像一个有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。就文士不像是有权柄的人。
And they thought that Jesus has authority, not as the scribes.
所以这就是告诉我们什么呢？
What did this tell us?
什么是真正的权柄呢？
What is the true authority?
靠地上的刀剑，靠地上的强权，不是真正的权柄。
But just by the swords and by the earthly authorities, that is not the true authority.
只会让那些懦夫屈服。
They will just lead those weak people submit.
碰到 the true believer, 你这地上的权柄没有用，对他一点用都没有。
The earthly authority has no use on those true believers.
就像我刚才一开始就说的那个女大学生，你地上的权柄对她来说有什么用吗？
Just as I have talked with about the Christian sister in the college, and what the use of the earthly authority on her.
所以在这个年轻的女大学生心中，你这些权柄在她看没有权柄的。
So in the heart of that.Christian sister, that the earthly authority has no authority in her.
但是耶稣在人心中有权柄。
But Jesus has authority in people's heart.
我们要知道，在耶稣登山宝训的时候，耶稣没有行任何的神迹，在这之前没有行任何的神迹。
We know that when Jesus was preaching the third.The Sermon on the Mount, he hasn't performed any miraculous signs.
圣经讲得很清楚，这些人看到耶稣的权柄，不是看到耶稣的神迹，这些人听耶稣讲完这些话。
And the Bible clearly said that those people saw Jesus' authority, not because they saw Jesus performed miraculous signs, because they were astonished at his teaching.
耶稣身上没有华丽的这个祭司袍。
And Jesus did not wear the beautiful robe of the priest.
手上没有君王的权杖。
And he did not have the staff of the kings.
没有前呼后拥的这个护卫啊，随从啊。
He did not have servants and guards around him.
也没有什么最好的神学院的这个毕业证啊，就像这个加玛列的门神，耶稣都没有啊。
And he did not have the graduation certificate of the best seminary in the world.
木匠的孩子。
He was just a son of a carpenter.
一个降生在马槽里的人。
And he was born in a manger.
加利利过来。
He came from Galilee.
一个以色列人外邦人混居的地方。
It's a Galilee was a place that Israel and the Gentiles lived together.
但是他有权。
But he has had authority.
天上来的权柄。
He has authority from heaven.
讲的话从天上来的话。
He spoke words from heaven.
所以耶稣讲话跟世人最大的不同，耶稣带来从神那里来的话，从天上来的话。
So the greatest difference that Jesus spoke with anyone in the world is that he spoke words from heaven.
福音书里让我们看到呢，有人看到耶稣的言行呢，有人就说这真的是先知，这是基督。
The Gospels let us see that when people heard Jesus talking teachings and they said he is truly the Christ, he is the Messiah.
有人看到同一位耶稣，就说这个人是癫狂。
But some other people saw the same Jesus, they say that he is crazy.
他说他是罪人和税吏的朋友。
He said he is a friend of the sinners and Pharisees.
贪食好酒的人。
He's a glutton, a drunkard.
被鬼附了。
He is demon possessed.
为什么人们看到同一位耶稣，听到耶稣讲同样的话，却是截然不同两种的看法呢？
Why did people have so different responses when they saw the same Jesus?
为什么那些去抓耶稣的那些差役，就听到耶稣讲一次话，他们就信服耶稣？
Why did those officers who were sent to take Jesus only when they heard Jesus spoke once and they believed in him?
他们甚至愿意为他们对耶稣的这种顺服，他们愿意付上代价，我就抗命不遵了。
And they even were willing to pay the price because they want to submit to Jesus and they disobey the orders of their commanders.
我们要特别注意到一件事情，每次当耶稣讲话的时候，他身边总有文士和法利赛人，要不就是文士法利赛人派过来的人，要抓耶稣的把柄，总有这样的人。
We can see that every time that when Jesus was speaking, that there were Pharisees and the scribes around him, and those people were seeking to kill him and to capture him.
以前我在中国大陆的嘉陵教会聚会的时候，我知道很多很多这样的教会都有政府派来的人在这个地方抓你的把柄。
When we had the gathering in mainland China, we have the Hungarians, and I know that every time that there were some people sent from the government to watch on us.
在美国有没有？我不知道。
I don't know if this happens in the United States.
如果有，我也不 care.
Even there is, I don't care.
耶稣讲到的时候，祭司过来抓他，耶稣不 care.
When Jesus was preaching and the chief priest wanted to take him, but he did not care.
敬畏神。就不惧他人。
When you fear God and you are not afraid of people,
服侍天国，你就不是地上王国的奴隶。
When you are serving in heaven and heavenly things and you are not servant on the earth.
好，我们再回到为什么人们看到同一个耶稣，听到耶稣讲一样的话，人们这么大的不同的反应。
Let's get back to the why there were so many different responses when they saw the same Jesus.
自以为义的人，越听耶稣的话，心里对耶稣的恨就越多。
And for those self-righteous people, the more they heard what Jesus said, and then the more hatred they grow toward Jesus.
以自我为中心的人，这是我的产业，这是我的尊荣，这是我的尊严。越是看重自己的人，他们越恨耶稣，因为耶稣把这些要拿去，耶稣要他舍己。
And the more selfish, the self-centered people, and the more they heard Jesus said, they will become more hatred, grow more hatred toward Jesus because they think that Jesus would take what they have.
耶稣让人 deny yourself.
Jesus asked the people to deny themselves.
那么为什么有些人来到这里就越来越爱耶稣呢？
But why did some other people, they come to Jesus and they began to love Jesus more and more?
那个用一玉瓶香膏打破玉瓶膏耶稣的那个女人，耶稣为她做了什么呢？让她这么爱她，爱耶稣。
For the woman who broke his perfume, bottle to anoint Jesus, what did Jesus do for her?
耶稣医治了她的疾病吗？
Did Jesus help her?
耶稣给她变五饼二鱼让她吃吗？
Did Jesus made the fish and the bread for her to eat?
耶稣没有为这个女人做任何的神迹。
And Jesus didn't perform any miraculous signs for this woman.
那女人听到耶稣的话。
And when this woman heard Jesus' words,
女人看到这就是基督。
And this woman saw that he is the Christ.
这就是那一个可以审判我，他也可以饶恕我赦免的那个道成肉身的上帝。
And he is God incarnate and who can forgive me and who will judge me.
所以我只有一件事情想做，就是我用我一切所有的，我爱他。
So I have only one thing to do. I use all I have to love him.
什么人真正的可以爱耶稣？
What kind of people can truly love Jesus?
我们讲很多很多次，其实是圣经让我们无一再一再的看到。
We have said many times, and actually the Bible has let us see repeatedly.
真正认罪悔改的罪人才爱耶稣。
Those sinners who confess their sins and repent.
那些自以为意的人，那些觉得自己还不错的人，他们只能利用耶稣。
Those self-righteous people, those people think that they are good themselves, and they only make use of Jesus.
只有看自己。我其实在是污秽不堪的罪人，我不配得到神的爱。只有这样的人，他们看见耶稣的恩典，他们说：“我要尽心尽力尽意去爱这一位。”
And only when those sinners and they saw their filthiness and they think that they are not worthy of the grace of the Lord, and when they saw Jesus and they said they will love Jesus, love God with all their heart, with all their mind, and with all their strength.
上帝给人的诫命，耶稣说就两条。
And the God's commandment, and Jesus summarized that there's only two.
第一个，尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神，爱上帝。
The first one is love God, the Lord your God, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your strength.
我们看圣经当中真正爱耶稣的是什么人
？And let's look at the Bible. What kind of people truly loves Jesus?
而那些恨耶稣的又是什么？
And what kind of people truly hate Jesus?
没有人像耶稣那样说话。
No one ever spoke like Jesus.
又清楚、直接又意义深刻。
And he was direct, and he was clear, and he was was profound, and it was meaningful.
又坚定又温柔。
And it was firm, and it was gentle.
对自以为意、假冒为善的法利赛人，耶稣严厉的责备：“你们有祸了。”
For those hypocritic Pharisees and scribes and they are self-righteous and Jesus rebuked them harshly that woe to you.
对那些心灵饥渴的忧伤的那些人，耶稣就卑微俯就。
And for the those hunger and thirst in spirit and the contrite in the heart, and Jesus humbled himself.
耶稣对那个打水的撒玛利亚妇人说：“妇人，请你给我水。”
Jesus said to the Samaritan woman who dropped water and said, please give me water to drink.
斥责魔鬼撒旦，斥责狂风暴雨，充满了威严，耶稣讲的话。
And Jesus' words were full of majesty, and he rebuked the Satan, rebuked the devil, rebuked the storms.
但是对那些在苦难当中的人，在那些痛苦当中的人，耶稣又是悲伤，又是哀哭的人同哭，耶稣在拿撒路的坟前哭，耶稣为耶路撒冷哭，耶稣常常会哭的。
But among those people who are sorrowful and in trouble, and Jesus feels sorry for them, and he wept for Lazarus and he wept for Jerusalem.
今天很多人什么时候会哭啊？
And today, when did people cry?
哎呦，我的投资损失了好多钱呐！
Oh, I've lost a lot in my investments. I cried.
耶稣为谁？
Who did Jesus cry for?
那么我们今天来思想耶稣讲话的同。
And today we studied how Jesus spoke differently than any other people.
在圣经当中，无数无数的经文告诉我们，耶稣讲是从天上来的话。我今天时间关系，没有办法去一一列举。
And in the Bible, the countless times that Jesus spoke words from heaven, and because of the limitation of time, I do not have time to list all of those.
这个地上的人讲不出这样的话。
The people on the earth could not speak words like that.
但是我希望我们大家每一个人问自己一个问题：当我第一次听到福音，当我打开圣经来读圣经的话，到底哪一句耶稣说的话进入到我的心里，让我去信这一个被钉在十字架上的这个，到底是哪一句话？
Well, I hope that we can ask ourselves, and when the first time when we heard the gospel, and when you open the Bible to read the words of God, and which words of Jesus touched you, came to your heart, so that you determined to trust in him and follow him.
你看到这句话，你说我信耶稣。
And when you see that word,And you are determined to believe in Jesus.
我从此一生，我让耶稣做我的主。
And I will let Jesus be my Lord all my life.
我从此一生，我走耶稣的路。
And from then on, I will walk in the path of Jesus all my life.
到底耶稣讲了哪一句话，让我做出这样的一个选择和决定
？And which word of Jesus, let you make such a decision?
对于我个人来说，耶稣在十字架上讲的那一句父啊赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
And for myself, and what Jesus spoke on the cross, the Father forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
这句话改变了。
This word changed me.
我信主的时候没有人给我传福音。
When I believe in Jesus, and no one shared gospel with me.
那个时候在中国大陆的大学校园里，就是基本上很少看得到、碰得到基督徒。
At that time in the college campus, you seldom see Christians.
然后我自己找圣经来看。
So I went to I looked for a Bible to read.
刚开始，哎呀，这怎么可信呢？这简直是荒唐嘛。
When I first read, I thought this is ridiculous. How can I believe in such things?
但是突然有一天
But one day,
看到耶稣讲这句话说啊赦免他们因为他们所做他们不晓
When I saw that Jesus spoke that Father forgive them for they do not know what they do
当时一个声音就对我说
And that time a voice came to me
你看这个人类历史当中有谁能够讲出这样的话
Look at the human history Is there anyone who can speak such words?
你在人类当中，你哪里可以看到这样的爱？对那些钉耶稣钉在十字架上的那些人讲这样的话，耶稣讲这样的话。
In human history, where can you find such love? And Jesus spoke to those people, the words that to those people who crucified him, the words like this.
然后我说这是神。
He is God.
一定是从神来。
He must be from God.
那个时候我就说。那些可笑的骄傲算什么
？And I think that what is my the ridiculous pride in me？
什么理性啊，什么智慧算什么
？And what all those rationalities and the human wisdom？
我是尘土所造。
We are just made of dust。
我在这里还跟上帝摔跤。
And I'm still wrestling with God。
然后我看到耶稣十字架的这句话，我说我信他。
And when I saw the words that Jesus spoke on the cross, and I determined to believe in him.
以后就服侍他，然后慢慢的在家里也开始家庭聚会。
And I began to serve him and I started the gatherings in my home.
今天我们来思想耶稣的话跟人到底有什么不同。
Today we study the difference that Jesus spoke with the people in the world.
我们可以思想一下，到底耶稣哪句话进到我的心里，改变了我的生命。
Let's think about which word of Jesus came into your heart to change you.
好，我们最后来读几处圣经的经文，请大家起立。
And let's all stand up and let's read some verses in the Bible.
约翰福音五章二十四到二十五节。
The Book of John, chapter 5, verse 24 to 25.
约翰福音五章二十四节起。我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了，死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见人的话，活了。好，我们再来读一处经文，是在约翰福音三章十六到十八节。
Again, the John chapter 3, verse 16 to 18.
约翰福音三章十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你，你爱我们。
Thank you for loving us.
甚至将你的独生爱子赐给我们。
You even give your only begotten Son to us.
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So whoever believes in Jesus Christ will not perish but have everlasting life.
感谢圣灵。
Thank Holy Spirit.
借着神的话语，神的道，让我们能够重生。
And through the word of God to reborn us.
让我们老旧的生命，老我的生命能够死去。
So that our old self, our old life will die.
让主耶稣基督那重生的生命在我们每一个人的生命当中能够长出来。
So that the resurrected life of Jesus will grow in every one of us.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.